Just last week, the German town of Chemnitz saw violent far-right protesters take to the streets to protest over an incident which police have now confirmed to be fake news. The fake news reports were being spread via videos on YouTube, and because of algorithm rankings on the platform, one extremist video inevitably leads the viewer to more and more of them. Ariadna Matamoros Fernandez is a lecturer in digital media at the Queensland University of Technology, and she's been researching ranking cultures on YouTube. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So do you think that YouTube presents a bigger problem in terms of spreading fake news?
Well, I think that YouTube is as problematic as Facebook or these mainstream platforms. But there are a lot of factors involved in how these platforms rank different videos. For instance, the time users spend on YouTube, or things like shares, likes, dislikes.
You're talking to me.
And the time we spend watching a particular video. Then we have co-watching patterns. So when we are watching one video and then we choose to watch another one based on the recommendation. But we have other signals that are important, for example, subscriptions. So YouTube's interface promotes channel subscriptions as means for content creators to build and address an audience. But we know little about how these subscriptions affect algorithms. And then we also have how we use the platform, how users, for instance, they put their queries. So when something happens, they use certain terms that this can match to the terms that content creators are using to promote their videos. So we have a lot of things, and it's really important to take into account who is posting content on YouTube. So the content creators that are posting content, say in this case, anti-immigration content. And not only when this happened in Germany, but before the controversy. So normally these content creators, or sometimes they are well connected on YouTube. And this also influences how algorithms rank this content that these actors post on the platform. For instance, when we have breaking news, it is important that we know who posts first on YouTube. Sometimes these actors are quicker than mainstream media. So if you're well connected on YouTube, then your network will probably be well connected on Twitter and on Facebook. So you will post something on YouTube and then you will spread this content on different social media platforms, which will drive you traffic to YouTube again, and your content will have a lot of views. And then we have some users that use YouTube as a search engine when these things happen. So the information that will come first is the one that has more views, or the one that was posted first around that issue.
So younger people essentially use YouTube as a search engine. Does that mean they're the most vulnerable here?
I don't think it's vulnerability and youth. I don't think that these terms are the ones that we should use. Yes, it's true. I mean, as a young Australian, you can go to YouTube and do your queries and maybe you have different subscriptions. But I think that we are all exposed to how platform algorithms work. So I don't know, if my mom sees a YouTube video in her newsfeed that was posted by a friend of hers and it's a hoax on a conspiracy theory, maybe she will believe that this is true. So it depends on our connections and how information is presented to us. These platforms are really complex, and the way they shape information is problematic.
So is it easy to distort your ranking on YouTube if you know how to do it?
Yeah, I mean, some content creators know how to use the platform. Some genres work well. So when something happens, it is really common for users that use YouTube that they will post bootleg content from TV. But maybe this content is old footage, but then it's tagged with the event that happened at that particular point in time, or the thing that is being discussed. So then you have content that is fake, so to say. And this is a way to distort or just and make your content more visible. But then again, if you have a wide audience and that you're a content creator and you want to post information that is a bit misleading, then it's more likely that your content, again, will be shared. And then you will have more views, and these views will influence the ranking of YouTube. So we have different factors that influence how this ranking. And yes, content creators and people know how to use these platforms. And if you're a bit savvy, it will be easier for you to promote your content.
So YouTube native content, which essentially thrives on controversy, always beats mainstream contributors?
First, we have early adopters of YouTube. Early adopters that have a lot of followers, and maybe they were on YouTube before mainstream media. And they have a larger audience sometimes than some media outlets. Then it's about how often do you post content about certain issues. Again, with anti-immigration issues. If you're a content creator that frequently posts content about anti-immigration or immigrants or Islam, then this influences the algorithm. And the notion of authority on YouTube changes. That's why we have this kind of new elite that is thriving on controversy.
How prevalent is the problem of issue hijacking of what have been and what have been the consequences?
I think that every time that a major controversy happens, we have this issue hijacking, or we have controversy videos being posted on YouTube. It happened with the Orlando shooting. We had videos comparing the perpetrator with Iranian imams. It happened with Las Vegas shooting, with people, pro-gun people, saying that it didn't happen and that it was a hoax. So it is, if you know how to use YouTube, this issue hijacking, if we want to call it like this, it can be done, again, with tagging practices. And if you have a large audience, it's easier than your content will get more views and will get circulated in other platforms that, again, will drive traffic into your YouTube channel again.
Thank you so much for your time and sharing your insights and your work with us. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Ariana Matamoros-Fernandez is a lecturer in digital media at the Queensland University of Technology, and she's been researching ranking cultures on YouTube.